Mayor. What's up?
Rock this. Got no time.
To this week's episode of Wrestle Crush Whenever, a more subdued episode than normal, because we haven't had our caffeine yet. I am the Sus Man, Rick Sussman, and sitting to my right, to your left, is the...
It's on YouTube, so it actually...
Is it?
It's correct. You can actually, like, read my shirt.
Oh, wow. I'm wearing the only shirt that I have right now that's... I was going to say Pride Ready. So happy Pride Month to you wrestling nerds out there who celebrate, and you should.
I would say if you actively have a problem with Pride Month,
you're probably a wrestling fan.
I'd say... Let me just push it down.
Yep.
Papa, help me.
How many children do you have?
Plenty. It's no quantifiable number. It's just...
Is it multipliable? It is. It is. You can divide by three.
How the fuck? Whatever.
So, this week's episode is not sponsored by Coca-Cola Georgia Peach. Get it in the bottle because you don't know what that tastes like.
I don't hate that.
No,
that's good.
It's not bad.
I was excited to see. It's been a while since we've taste-tested a soda on the show. Mm-hmm. And the last time you declared the Pepsi Fire to be a sack of Sacagawea balls.
Pepsi Fire. An ode to Pepsi Fire. Thank you.
Good iambic pentameter.
That is too good. You know what? That'll get you in trouble. Ooh, a little bit of vodka in there.
I bet.
Ooh, we call those rake drinks. So, Jesse Long, it's been a couple of days since last week.
Put some vodka in this Georgia peach, and it'll take you right back to the plantation.
Well, that's it. We've hit
Goodbye,
all.
Everybody.
I mean, this is YouTube. We can't make these jokes.
Oh, they'll
just,
shit.
They'll just pull us Damn right
it.
The fuck off.
Damn it. That would require somebody to watch, though.
Well, maybe we'll get some of that sweet, sweet PewDiePie money.
There we go.
So this week's episode, we have a rundown, and Jesse, you have a lot that you want to talk about, I assume. That's why you sent me so many bullet points.
Well, I was just sending you bullet points. Every week I send you bullet points.
Let us start with the big news of the week.
Did it update? That's the question. I saw that.
Let's start with the big news of the week.
The deadest horse that's been beaten to death. It's been hell even on this network.
Yes. Well, but for unrelated reasons. As you may have...
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, give me that bottle cap back.
Yes!
This has nothing to do with anything. This is great.
This is what we think of the CM Punk trial.
Oh, right. The CM Punk trial. So, the CM Punk trial happened. And as is sometimes the case, it looks like the good guys win.
Yeah, I kind of felt like this was, I don't know, does it count as a win for the little guy? Does Punk count as the little guy?
I mean, what was the point of the trial? The point of the trial, I gotta get rid of these. The point of the trial was this doctor was,
Dr. Amon Amon.
Yeah.
No one knows.
The doctor was suing Punk and Colbana for going on their podcast and saying that Punk was not treated medically properly. medically properly, and as such, it cost him on doctors, money, patients.
It hurt his character, and I'm like, well,
who knows? But in the end,
Punk wins.
CM Punk and Colt Cabana were found to be completely and totally not responsible for this guy losing all of his money or whatever. Perhaps admitting halfway through the trial that he wasn't much of a good doctor was a poor choice.
A HIPAA violation.
Yeah. When you start going on about your HIPAA violations and how that relates to your medical practitioner, juries don't like to hear that you're a shitty doctor.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, that maybe they could have, you know, overlooked the fact that this, you know, highly paid doctor was going after, you know, two small chumps, but
I don't consider CM Punk. Well, not CM Punk, but,
well, and also Colt Cabana literally just being dragged along.
It was his podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't so much a referendum on CM Punk as much as a referendum on wrestling podcasts or podcasts in general, where if you have a big enough following, you need to watch your shit.
That's true.
Which is why we don't have guests. It's not because nobody wants to ever come and... Hello, Charles. Good morning. It's not because no one wants to be on our show.
Yeah.
It's we don't want to put ourselves in that situation.
No, that's
where
right.
Where we could get sued.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can come on our show.
Yeah, you can please come on our show.
I mean, we do have one of the hot, one of our best guests is currently one of the hottest properties in all of the WWE. You better remember us, you son of a bitch, when you're fucking champion. Anyway, but, so what do we learn from this trial? What, I mean, obviously we learned that, you know, CM stands for Chick Magnet.
Yeah.
I disagree. It's Chester MacArthur. I don't care what he says. Phil. You listen to me.
He was lying under oath.
That is a perjure. You can now be president.
Take him over. I take CM Punk over.
I take a pile of grits. Here's an inanimate pile of grits.
At least grits taste good, man.
So, all right, Jesse, you put it on the agenda.
I know. It was worth bringing up.
Yes.
I do feel like there isn't much to say about it because you and Chad talked about it on the Golden Guys, and then you dropped it the day that, you know, you should, I mean, honestly, CM Punk should be thanking you.
We should, he should. It was our podcast, two really old wrestling nerds, talking about almost nothing having to do with
I'm sure this is what the jury was listening
to. Oh, absolutely.
While...
How could they not? I'm sure it was admitted as evidence in a last-minute breach, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I've watched enough SVU.
Yeah, exactly. No. NCIS does this all the time.
It's tracks. and then, you know, and then Chad and Shelley talked about it on... The IndyCast.
It's the IndyCast. Part of the Wrestling Nerd Radio Network. It's important.
Is it?
It's important.
It is important. I haven't had enough of this George Peach. No, there isn't really much else to say about it. I'm not intending to watch live Punk. Is it tonight or is it tomorrow?
It's usually Saturday, so yeah, probably
it's
tonight.
I will look forward to watching the 30-second GIF of his match.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch him get laid out. I actually, you know, our viewer right now, the one, Charles and I had a discussion that he feels, and I think this is actually honest, at the time of Punk's first fight, he was as well suited to be in the ring as I was.
Yeah, this whole thing reeks of Rick got a contract. This is the I was trying to think of there's some sports movie. There's always the sports movie where the non pro gets a pro deal. It's usually football.
It happens in football a lot because in football you simply need to run as hard and as fast as you can at another human being and murder them.
Give them lasting mental.
You give
issues.
Them lasting brain damage,
yeah.
And then they raise your hand and they give you a trophy. So here you go. You murdered that poor schmuck. Way to go. Football.
Give me my cheerleaders.
I deserve to impregnate whores. Bring me my whores. Now, as is different for the other podcasts on the Wrestling Nerd Radio Network, Jesse and I focus mostly on the WWE. As such...
That's what it was called in the 70s.
The WWF, actually. WFE. Now that's a shirt.
There's a logo.
Now that's a shirt.
It's WFE. All right.
Get on that.
Yeah.
As such, we will now focus on World Wrestling Entertainment product, Money in the Bank ladder match pay-per-view. Jesse Long?
I was just going to say, now that it's been definitive that my theory was dead wrong.
Sorry, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
By the way, big ups to that dude who tagged the WWE shop for the Universal title, explaining that buying the Universal title for his father is the perfect Father's Day gift because, like Brock Lesnar, his father is never around also.
Woo!
Dead.
Delete the internet.
Delete
the entire internet. Yeah,
yeah. It's over. It's been won. it's done. The rest of us forfeit.
So we have Money in the Bank participants.
I was going to say, I'm just trying to think about like who actually could I mean, other than Braun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Braun is just the straight up answer. But I don't know.
I like Finn more than I like Braun.
Yeah.
I don't like Braun because Braun has already lost to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And
you kind of like the idea of just Finn coming in and just hitting him that like that crazy ass drop kick and boom, coup de grace.
I like the idea of Finn winning. Period.
Yeah. He really should. I mean, he really needs to have that rocket restrapped to his back.
Yeah. I mean, he's still the most gorgeous man in pro wrestling.
This is true.
That's a fact.
It is.
I mean, I was shout out to my buddy Simon Grimm. I was listening to one of his interviews, and he said something I did not know. In Japan, Finn was actually a model for Armani as one of his side gigs.
I believe it.
I did not look it up. I did not question it. I did not think first.
You're not going to fact check it.
There was no... Like, I will fact check things.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Yeah.
If I told you that Fergal DeWitt was a model for Armani at some point in his life, possibly right now. Like, literally, as we're speaking, he's modeling.
He probably is.
Would you question that?
No, I actually wouldn't question that.
So I like the idea of the WWE putting a rocket back on the back of a professional male model who is gorgeous, obvs, mm-hmm. but also a big member of the community.
Yes.
Both positive in the terms of wrestling nerd and positive in the terms of being all-inclusive with the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
What's so terrible about him as champion, aside from the fact that he's not
small.
Taller than
yeah,
me?
Yeah, he's small. That's the only thing they care
it's
about.
Terrible. It's terrible being small. I mean, it worked out so poorly for, you know, HBK and Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Ric Flair had a terrible career. He was only about 6 feet tall.
AJ Styles is the WWE champion right now.
What is an AJ Styles? I hear he gets... See, the thing that they're doing with AJ is he's getting taller because every time Nakamura ball shots him, an extra inch. Just every time.
Ow, my balls.
Ow, my balls.
When is this motherfucker going to wear a cup? It has been about... It's been like 4 months now.
So...
And, you know... We were saying it made him look dumb three months ago.
Wait. So... When I train jiu-jitsu, I don't always wear my cup. It's not necessary unless we're doing, like...
In case you're kicking each other in the balls ritualistically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We only do that on Saturdays. So, and I'm not the only one. Lots of guys who are married don't wear cups anymore, because why bother? But also because it gets in the way of their training.
Okay.
You could make the argument... Look at all these straws! You could make the argument that the reason why he isn't wearing a cup... is it interferes with his movements.
He can't hit that phenomenal forearm if he's
all constricted. And, you know, come on, man. That requires a lot of thigh power. And if my thighs are bound against my protective unit, then yeah, I mean, bad things. Bad things, Jesse Long.
I think he goes to hit the style clash, but he just can't get his leg over the arm.
Because he's got this bulge. Now, this is where I suggest to him, perhaps some sort of chastity belt-like device that he wears over his tights, not unlike Superman.
I wear the red underwear.
That's right.
It's great.
It'll also signal, is he going to Raw? Because he's wearing, like, depending on the week, is he's wearing the red underwear?
Oh, he's wearing yellow! Oh my god,
he's going down south.
The whole gimmick is.
So... That's the reason he's not wearing a cup, is it interferes with his movements.
I'm making this canon at this point. I'm making this is proper head canon. This is good.
All right, so who do you want in the women's Money in the Bank?
That's the hard one. It also helped if I remember who.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I really don't. I mean, it's,
what are you looking forward to about this pay-per-view?
The Money in the Bank matches themselves, because they're usually really good.
They are usually really good. That is a valid point.
I'm looking forward to Seth and Elias, because that's going to be fun.
Man, if only we knew somebody who told everyone that Elias was really, really good, and everyone called him a schmuck for saying that. Man, I wonder who that guy was who said, no, this gimmick can work really, really well. You just have to change it a little.
Yeah.
Who was that masked man, Jesse Long?
I think it might have been.
Was it?
It might have been. We'll have to check the tape.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I'm not.
I will say it's interesting with Elias is that in NXT, the gimmick worked in an NXT kind of way, but that's it doesn't in the sense that it works for Full Sail, but it doesn't really work.
Right.
And then when they moved it over to Raw, somehow it just the pieces fell into place. I remember him going up. This is depressing because he's going to get ruined.
This is the reason why it worked. Somebody wasn't there to ruin it.
You're not wrong.
Right. All of these gimmicks, Adam Rose and the Rosebuds, water worked fine. The Ascension, a really dominant tag team. Shit, I don't know. Do they do a big
with a kind of post-apocalyptic gimmick?
Oh, man, this day and age, that would never fly. Especially right when Fallout 4 was getting big. Mm. No one would have cared about a wasteland. let's see, what else we got here?
There was a Mad Max movie that came out probably around the same time, too.
A model turned wrestler. Well, that hasn't worked in the past, so let's just ruin that. Let me see. Who else made it? A gimmick that was two strong men who thinks that they're stronger than everybody else. Again, that couldn't work. That couldn't work. It might have worked if we gave them, more than 83 seconds in the ring. That might have happened.
If they had more than one match on television.
Let's see. What else did they... A big, tall guy. How do you ruin a big, tall guy? Oh, well, you put him with this little guy who talks, and he does the talking for it. That doesn't sound like ruining anything. We'll split him up. Why? Just split him up. Why? Is the short guy really good at wrestling? No, he's terrible.
The worst person in the world.
So why should he wrestle? I don't know. But I need him. I need him on this other brand that's floundering. Why is the other brand floundering? Well, we tell them not to do their work. Oh, shit. This is all sounding terrible.
That snowball keeps on rolling. Speaking of He Who Must Not Be Named, did you ever watch his music video?
No.
I certainly didn't.
Why would I bother?
I don't know. Just to wrestling journalism.
No, I spoke to the people I needed to about that. I got sources. I got quotes. The quotes were all, this is useless. I will say this. Big ups to a guy for calling out his Me Too attackers. And big ups, by big ups, I mean, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, dude, there are two ways to handle everything. As you may recall on a recent episode of Those Two Jerks, I explained that there are two ways for someone who is this high up on the totem to respond to someone who is that high up on the totem. You could A, do nothing and ignore that thing because it doesn't have any bearing on you,
yeah.
Or B, blow it way the fuck out of proportion and make it the entire platform from which you sit. So I like the idea of Charlotte winning the Money in the Bank.
I kind of feel like Charlotte would be a good choice.
But I'm also a little worried that Asuka is done.
Yeah.
Now, that said, I don't watch nearly as religiously as others, and I watch SmackDown on my phone at work, so I'm not super invested.
Exactly.
I'm just watching it because it's good wrestling,
yeah.
And that's why we watch wrestling, so it's good. That's the whole goddamn point. Actually, funny story.
Okay.
When NXT was getting really hot...
You're welcome.
When NXT was getting really hot, I pointed it out to some of our other older friends, including one of the guys who runs MLW, Mr. St. Laurent, and he had this really interesting statement about it. That people don't like NXT. They just like wrestling.
I can see that.
That's a very simple point.
Yes.
So why is SmackDown so much better than Raw right now?
Because there's more wrestling and less 15-minute-long terrible segments. There's less bullshit.
There's less bullshit! NXT is an hour long.
And it really, I mean, it does, it goes on a scale. It's like, there's Raw, which is, and then SmackDown, and then NXT, and it really just shows, like, it's the scale of less bullshit.
So,
and it helps that NXT is really good.
So lately, people have been revisiting the Attitude Era,
mm-hmm.
and sort of looking at it going, this isn't really that good.
Yeah, no, it's come full circle enough that, like, we can look back at it and go, yeah, there were moments that were great, but on the whole, it was terrible.
I remember living through the Attitude Era.
I mean, I do too.
Really, it was really cool. Like, you didn't know who the next person to join the NWO was going to be, and you weren't sure where the Austin McMahon feud was going. But, man,
I remember being 14 and fucking loving it. It was great.
The mid-card on those shows and, like, the stale parts were, well, we got nothing going on. Here's some half-naked women, everybody. Yay! Yeah. And that's great when you're 12. And, you know, you don't have the internet, so you only have, like, that small 45-second window to beat off between the time that your dad goes to get another beer out of the kitchen and before you get back. I don't know if that's what happened in West Virginia, but I assume that would be a situation that could befall you. So, if you did have the internet, though, you didn't really need the half-naked women.
Yeah.
Because you could see whole naked women and then question your sexuality, and that's what we did. But...
Revelationary episode.
They really are. That's why it's Wrestle Crush Whenever. It's because whenever I have the balls to say these things. But if you look at the Attitude Era, if you look at the Attitude Era, it's really not stacking up to my memories.
No, it isn't. It's really hard to go on just the network and just go like, let's see, July 1998. Let's just click it. And about 5 minutes in, you're like, you just sit and stare at your TV, just wide-eyed, just like,
What's really more, like, annoying, disappointing, aggravating, whatever, is that if you watch a Raw from the 90s, and just sort of watch it progress when the NWO shows up in WCW and things got, and Crash TV really starts happening, and then, you know, every main event has 17 run-ins and all this other stuff, and you watch it, and then... That's pretty much still what we're watching to this day.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't really evolved from then. So when you go to SmackDown or NXT, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So what's so great about this show? Okay, watch this. These two people, they're going to wrestle.
And there's not going to be any bullshit.
There's not going to be. They're going to come out. One person says, I'm better than you. The other person says, no, you ain't. They're going to fight. One of them may cheat. One of them may not cheat. One of them may get screwed by
One of them. Is a face. Another one is a heel.
Perfectly defined face heel dynamics. Yeah. Wrestling ain't hard.
No.
I mean, you don't need, you know, 360 moon space drivers to the outside.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
Ricochet. Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know if we talked about it. We didn't talk about it last week, but our last time on the show. But goddamn, that flipped the outside. That flipped the outside moment. That was. Talking about questioning your sexuality.
I didn't question it.
There's the question.
Ricochet does a front flip, lands on his feet, and then walks up the ramp to a mouth agape Dream.
And Michaela absolutely, like, well, imploding in the audience. You just see her, and she's
But the look on Dream's face, whether it was a true reaction or not...
That would have been... Great.
Boy, I want to suck your dick right now.
I'm not even actually gay.
I was thinking that myself. Like, Trevor. Just let this happen, bud. Just let this happen. Come here. Just come here. By the way, one of my favorite things on Twitter for that was Will Ospreay's reaction.
What was it again? I remember
so
it.
So he retweets it. You know, he retweets it with just the phrase, oh, fuck off, Trevor.
No, those two, Ricochet and Velveteen Dream, it just speaks to how great NXT is.
It's one of those
layers of NXT that's just fantastic.
Right, I can't wait for that feud to make the big time and for the WWE to ruin
it. Why do you have to bring it down like that?
Can't wait for Velveteen Dream to make his debut.
Don't do it. No. Remember when Tyler Breeze was really hot in NXT?
Yeah, I sure do. Man, that character really did well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Road Dogg's going to write Velveteen Dream. Great.
So that was the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah, that's talking about how great Ricochet is.
You know! So we have news from the United Kingdom division.
Yes.
There is one.
There is one. That's the news. Well, not officially yet, but at this point...
they have a commissioner.
Yeah. So they named a GM, I think it's Johnny Saint. Great UK legend. And I watched part of the UK bracketology, the special on the network. And it's literally, at this point, Triple H is literally just... He's just sitting there. He's literally just tickling the balls. He's just tickling the balls. He literally said something like...
Very sexual episode. So many bing bongs.
Happy Pride Month, by the way. And he was literally saying something
to... taken off YouTube at this point.
Again, somebody would have to watch. He was saying something to the effect of, yeah, Charles, don't report us. That, you know, like...
Or do. Maybe we'll get pumped that way. Listen,
please
it
do. Please.
It worked for Comic Girl 19. It worked for PewDiePie. All we got to... Give me a swastika and some alt-right jargon, and we'll get some viewers, damn it.
get a show on Fox News.
Anthony Bourdain was killed by globalists. I can't even take credit for that. Alex Jones actually said that yesterday.
All right. I don't even remember what I was saying.
Then my job is done.
What was I talking
about? Tuxedo mask away.
What was
I? Praise Keck. Praise Keck.
What was I even talking about?
The tickling of the balls.
Oh, and then he was like, you know, like, you can expect a good little bit more, let's say, interactivity with the UK division coming up. And I'm like,
what do you think?
Just say there's gonna be obviously he's building up to this moment where either at the top of night one or at the bottom of night two, there's a bottom joke in there too. happy Pride Month.
Perro is gonna murder us. I know. He's literally gonna rip me in half the next time he sees me.
That's fine.
I'm glad your death is something I'm okay with.
It's fine. I'll still show up and I'll still talk to you. Just get that Ouija board out. What do you think about that, Rick?
I'm Frankenstein now.
Maybe, I don't know. Don't worry, I'll make sure you get a new knee and a new back when we put you back together.
Fuck. That one's just too accurate.
That's too accurate. I'm sure at either the top of night one or the bottom of night two, he's going to say, you know, like, and you know, there's and the new UK division, which starts now. Or so he's going to announce that it's going to be a show, a proper brand like NXT.
Damn. Yeah. Oak is making me burpy.
So you
stole fizzy lifting drink.
I might have. Good day, sir. You get nothing. So they haven't formally announced there's going to be a UK brand, but it's a foregone conclusion at this point.
I don't see how you not have a UK
brand. No, you have to have one at this point. You can't have two UK tournaments and a champion and not have the brand at this point.
I mean, don't you just walk into Progress and just like... It's like that scene in Sons of Anarchy. It's like a patch over party. So it says Progress Wrestling, and then Triple H just walks up and sticks a big WWE logo on it, and then he just walks away. Like, it's that or Defiant. So you just walk in and just stick your logo on there. Like, basically, this is old-time colonialism, where whoever has the biggest flag
wins. No, Rick, it's... Oh, is it? It's local. It's localized global localization. That's what it is.
Okay, whatever.
That's what Triple H has been going. Global localization.
Globalization.
There we go.
Globe localization. Localization. Glocalization. I got there. Glocalization.
All right.
You feel it deep in your glocals. The glocals of your heart. You feel it there.
Right before you keel over. So yeah, I'm excited for this. The UK tournament is happening right now. Round one is happening. Happening at Download in the UK. Those matches are going to be on YouTube this coming week. And then in like a couple weeks, we're going to get the UK on the network. And I'm excited because, you know what? The UK tournament was the best thing of that year.
It was so good. You know what the UK tournament, and I'm biting off a lot of other people here, but I don't care. The one thing that I took away from the UK tournament more than anything else, honestly, was given the opportunity, Michael Cole actually knows how to call a match.
Fuck yeah, no, holy shit.
That's really heartbreaking at this point.
Yeah, no, he and Nigel were absolutely fantastic.
It's breathtakingly different.
Yeah. It just speaks to how terribly overproduced Raw is.
Yeah.
When Michael Cole is the worst thing on Raw, and he's great on the UK division. I don't know if he's calling it this time. I feel like they might just get like Nigel and Mauro and
Mamma Mia.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Well,
I love me some UK stuff. That sort of division and like that little section of NXT that we've been getting. You need some Tums, Rick.
That really shouldn't have been the first thing I put in my body today.
It was the second. Captain Crunch was the first for me. Not because I'm an adult in my 30s. Yeah.
Ow! So speaking of UK division and the United Kingdom, you know what we need more than anything in the United Kingdom?
Danny Burch.
No, well, yes. But in the UK itself, in England, they don't have police officers.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put this on the rundown.
they have constables. So, boy howdy, do we need us a constable. And what better signal to the United Kingdom that we're really trying to goose that feather than if we start using their terminology on our main.
He's
going to
be like, okay, well, remember, Raw and SmackDown, they each have a general manager and a commissioner.
Right.
So, I mean, now we have a general manager for the UK division.
Right.
Now we just have the constable.
Constable.
Yeah.
So, if you're not aware, and God knows you shouldn't be, original friend of the show, Baron Corbin, was...
B-Ron Corbin.
My buddy Ron Corbin. I love that. Ron Corbin.
Maybe now that's constable. He should just be constable.
Constable Ron Corbin.
Just Constable Ron.
Constable Ron. You want to talk about a guy who has never been given the opportunity.
Yeah, speaking of bad NXT call-ups.
What does he do? Well, he's a former football player with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a natural athlete. He's 6'7". He looks the part.
He's fantastic at being a shitty heel.
He's a genuinely good person. Fuck him over. You got it, boss.
Hey, let's give him a WWE title shot. And we'll throw it away in 5 seconds.
Hey, fuck your mother, Baron. All right, shit is smoking out against us. Okay, bye. They're finally doing something with our friend Baron. He is the constable of WWE Raw. Jesse, what does that mean?
It means that there's more authority figures on Raw.
Keep going. I'm not coming back to this. I got news to look over. You got to tell me what a constable is before I come back.
Constable Rick is the only police and or authority figure that uses alliteration with Baron Corbin's name. So therefore, is Constable Corbin apparently is going to sell shit tons of shirts.
To whom, Jesse Long?
I don't know. Whoever's buying those End of Days t-shirts.
I can't keep buying these things.
Yeah, I just imagine like it's gonna be that lone wolf logo, but with a police hat.
Nothing says police officer or champion of the authority like the lone wolf.
The lone wolf, yeah.
Man, what do I think about when I think lone wolf? I think somebody who really wants to be part of a group.
who wants to stick up for the law? Who wants to
and really embrace the law?
Yeah, follow corporate America. Take instructions from a corporate boss.
So from a kayfabe point of view, this means that Raw has
three.
A GM, a commissioner, and now a constable.
Yeah.
Is that one per hour?
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Stephanie gets hour one, Kurt gets hour two, and then Constable Ron gets
the remains. He gets the overage.
Yeah.
He
gets the 15-minute overage.
I loved that about the Monday Night Wars.
It still overruns.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still overruns. I didn't know that.
There have been times where it's gone almost like 30 minutes over.
My God.
Yeah.
What will USA do in this? I mean, there are reruns.
Think of the Modern Family.
I was going to say, there are reruns of Silk Stockings that need chances.
Silk Stockings.
God. What are they doing with Constable Baron Corbin? Like, what is the, what
I don't
is
know
the
what...
end goal?
Some people think it's going to be a match with Kurt Angle.
Why?
I don't know. You know what NXT doesn't have?
Mm.
A constable.
They have a commissioner.
They have a general manager.
They have a GM who shows up from time to time and makes matches when people are being shitty. William Regal shows up once every like 8 months.
Well, I think he's having some health issues. So
whatever.
But yeah, I mean,
even when he
shows up one night, that's good for like a month and a half.
Don't need to see him again.
Yeah.
The idea of people give Jim Herd a lot of shit, and rightfully so. But the guy wouldn't write himself onto TV. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's the exacerbated side we've come to know and love from our wrestling. All right, Jesse Long. Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance, apparently. You have listed here the top 10 roster.
Yes, this is
battle.
The idea started to come into my head on our last show where you asked where does CM Punk fall into your top 10?
Right.
And that sort of got the idea started in my head. And then this past week on Wrestling Mayhem show, there was also basically another sort of like, who's your top 10 guys? If you were going to start a company, who are your top five?
Where do they get that idea from?
It was, who are your top five? And I was thinking, well, I'm going to take it one further. And we're going to draft 10 guys each. Say we're starting.
I don't know if I know 10 guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or girls. Oh. It's inclusionary. We're going to draft. We each now have our own wrestling companies. We can pull from anybody as long as they're alive and active.
Okay.
You can't like pull Edge because Edge can't wrestle.
Well, he's alive.
Well, but he can't wrestle anymore. Active.
Be my mouthpiece.
Fine. He is pretty enough. But here's the thing that I'm going to do a little bit just to give it an extra wrinkle is if I draft somebody, you can't have them.
Right.
So if I draft the Ugly Ducklings, you can't have the Ugly Ducklings.
I'll live.
Using it as an example.
I'll live.
All right. No, you won't. So yeah. And then I have... to decide...
Yes.
...who is going to get the first pick...
Okay.
...you need a coin.
Okay.
And I just happen to have one.
Oh my God, it's a Team Hammerfist 3D printed sack of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is almost cool, but it's actually kind of terrible.
Yeah, it came out really bad. I'll be the first person to admit it. Came out real bad.
You know what? On camera.
It looks great.
Really
Never
good.
Mind. We're going to roll the tape back.
How did you create something that looks amazing on social media, but horrible in person? It's me.
That's real life.
This coin is me.
All right, so I know from those two jerks, you're kind of afraid of coins, but...
Nice call.
There you go. And then just I'll let you call it.
Okay. I will go with Nerdface.
Nerdface.
We gotta come up with a name for him, by the way.
I know.
And I guess you'll be Team Him.
Yeah.
Alright, here we go. It is Nerdface!
Alright, Rick, you get the first pick.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's obvious ones. I mean, there's not so obvious.
And then I'm going to have you write them down in the show notes.
So now I got to do work here.
Yeah.
I will take, and I'm going, I'm feeling weird about this, but I got to do it. I got to go where my heart is. I got to go where I know I can get a lot of mileage out of this guy. I hope it's not over for him yet. I'm taking Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega. All right.
Number one. Number one.
All right. My first pick. Is Effie. I'm just picking Effie.
Oh my God!
I'm picking him because I want him.
All right. So
I want to make sure I got him.
You're not even worried about like 9 or 10. You're like, no, now.
Now. I want Effie now.
All right. That's fine.
He's our champion.
He is our champion.
And I've got the belt now.
That
I got the belt now because I've got Effie.
Oh.
No, not like I win the belt, but my company, now we have
Okay. So I have the IWGP American Heavyweight Championship?
No, he's not the U.S. champion.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't have to flip anymore.
I like this.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
It's better than I thought.
Yeah.
In that case, I will take the other member of the Golden Lovers and go with, Ibushi.
All right. I think on my end, and then, oh, and after this, afterwards, I'm going to put up, like, a nice graphic with everybody that we pick, and then we'll have Twitter pick who won.
Won the better, yeah.
Who has the better roster.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Finn.
Finn? All right. Finn. So you won't let me take the entire Bullet Club.
You can't have all of them.
I could try. All right, so Finn, so I have Omega, Ibushi, you have Effie and Finn. I will take Charlotte.
Okay.
I think she is definitely worth a top five draft pick.
Yes.
And if I could spell Charlotte, that would be great.
Charlotte. Trying to think. Who? I definitely, you've already picked like three of my picks. So.
Yeah, well, they're the best wrestlers on the planet. It's not hard. Like, who's the greatest wrestler in the world right now? Huh. Oh, I'll take the greatest wrestlers in the world right now.
I am going to take AJ Styles.
Yeah, there you go. All right. AJ. I will take Okada.
Okada.
Because
everybody needs a Randy Orton. And who's a better Randy Orton than Okada? I certainly wouldn't want the actual Randy Orton, but Japanese Randy Orton's a lot better.
All right, your turn. Unless you're taking Randy Orton, I assume.
Fuck no. He's not. Randy Orton is, he's going to have a wonderful lifelong vacation in Missouri. Or wherever the hell he's from.
He's from Missouri.
He's from Missouri. He's from St. Louis. Maybe he can, finally watch his dad's arm heal.
Well, hepatitis is a thing. Who you got? I took Okada at the for the record, round one, Kenny Omega and Effie. Round two, Ibushi and Finn. Round three, Charlotte and AJ. Round four, Okada and
I think I had them. I had a list. I actually made a list, and you're right, taking a lot of it. I think I'm gonna. I'm gonna have to take Asuka.
Asuka, fair enough.
Asuka.
You don't want me snapping up the entire women's division.
No.
I get that.
And Asuka could just as easily obliterate some men as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So now we have that. Okay. So that's. So for my next pick, now I got to actually do some thinking. Okay. I really got to focus.
Yeah. Because we did pick some of the obvious ones.
Shh, 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 shh. Okay. I am picking him based upon the idea that this is my division.
Yeah.
This is my world. This is the upward momentum. I have to go with the reality that this guy is going to be someone for at least another 20 or 30 years.
Okay.
I think the longer he waits, the more people are going to recognize him. I'm taking Cody.
That was been my next pick.
The grandson of a plumber.
Grandson of a plumber. You know who I'm going to take?
Damn it, baby.
I'm going to pick Pentagon Jr.
What?
I'm picking Pentagon Jr. Pentagon Jr. is great.
Yes. Ish. I agree.
Phoenix isn't coming. Phoenix isn't coming.
Penta has a much better gimmick.
Yeah.
And he sticks to it.
Yeah.
And he looks like a panda.
Every once in a while, so I follow or I like Pentagon's page on Facebook. And he does a lot of live streams on Facebook, but it's literally just just him talking to the thing. And he always has the mask on.
Yeah.
And it's just really jarring just to be scrolling through Facebook. Then fuck, there's Pentagon's face. Just like
I will say this
right fucking here.
For Pentagon, he really does a great job with that gimmick.
He really does.
He's very good. So you know what? I'm taking back my scoff.
Yeah.
And I'm saying.
Okay. I feel like every company needs a Batman, and I kind of feel like Pentagon is sort of like the Batman of pro wrestling
right
now.
Sort of like the Sting. I get you. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sting. I didn't really think about that, but yeah. Also kind of Sting.
Yeah. In that case.
Or violent.
In that case, based upon the fact that he may be a buddy of mine, and because he's one of the biggest draws in wrestling today.
Ready for that one.
I'm taking Sami Callihan.
Yeah. You should take Sami Callihan.
Trying to think. as we begin our raid of MLW.
Speaking of people you love, I'm going to take Ricochet.
Fuck! I knew I waited too long.
Where are we at in terms of...
That was the end of round six.
Okay, so that was six. All right, we each got four left. Who are you going for?
I can't get my phone to spell Ricochet for some reason. Rick-O-Shay. There we go. Okay, all right. You know what? I'm not letting you have all of this. I am going to take... I'm going youth movement, as you can tell.
Yes.
I'm taking the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, he was on my list, too.
All right, what do you got?
All right, because every company, I feel like, needs a Daniel Bryan.
You taking Daniel Bryan?
No, I'm not taking Daniel Bryan.
Oh, my God.
Because I want Daniel Bryan to live. And you know who I think is a really good Daniel Bryan right now, but sort of like an evil Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Pete Dunne.
Ooh, that's a good
Pete Dunne is hot fire right now.
That is true. That is true. And that is the honestly, end of round seven.
Objectively, looking at Pete Dunne, if he loses that UK title, I could see him being NXT champion.
Right.
Pete Dunne could be NXT champion.
No, I hear you. No, I hear you.
You could put the NXT... You could put NXT on his back, and it would be great. He's probably one of the most over people at NXT, and he's a heel. Sort of. It depends on who he's facing. And that's also NXT. Is like, everybody's a face or a heel depending on who they're facing.
Yes. That is a good point.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm taking Shinsuke Nakamura.
There you go. This is number eight?
Yes.
Number eight. Number eight.
Number eight.
Number eight.
Number eight.
For me, I am going to go with... He's been really underrated in the past, like, couple of years. I am going to go with Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens?
I like me some Kevin Owens. And I think he's a great heel. He really is a fantastic heel. Or he could be, you know, a really great face as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he's great at being a heel. I think he's a top heel kind of guy.
So, we're getting to the point now where I need to start rounding out my youth movement.
Okay.
I'm going to need somebody who's a little bit older. I know Nakamura's a little bit older, but he's young in terms of known.
Yeah.
I'm going to need someone who's going to be there to carry the load. Maybe he's not necessarily in a title hunt, but he's there to do great work and to make sure that people are well aware of old school shoot wrestling Simon Gotch!
The funny thing is, that would have been my next pick just to hurt your feelings.
Oh, I know you. Yeah. I know who you are.
All right.
But actually, I'm taking him because...
No, he's great.
The amount of seminars that he does, like... You know what? I don't need to explain.
No, you don't need to explain Simon Gotch. He's great. Now, are you going to have him be Simon Grimm or Simon Gotch? Because he can be both now.
He owns the logo, so I prefer... I actually prefer Grimm.
Yeah.
Myself. I like it better.
That's because you're like a... dark comic book nerd type guy.
It's the name that I would more prefer, yes. But I recognize the trademarkability of Gotch.
Simon Gotch, yeah. I'm trying to think.
Round nine, Jesse.
Round...
Who is your ninth pick?
I am going to... Trying to think in terms of... I am gonna take. See, I'm gonna tell you who both of my picks are.
Okay.
I'm having a tough time. I want somebody in terms of marketability, and I'm having a tough time picking between the Young Bucks and Joey Ryan.
This is not that hard, Jesse Long.
The Young Bucks. I'm picking the Young Bucks.
Listen, I love Joey Ryan as much as anyone else, but eventually, people are going to get over the grab my dicks. Well, no, they won't.
No, they won't.
Not ever.
No.
But
not in this day and age.
But you make a valid point about wanting someone who is marketable, who is in touch with the youth, who is very close to what a lot of our generation is doing. I also need more women in my division. I'm just going to write her name. You know who it is. You know who it is.
Oh, no. Because that was my last pick.
I'm taking Leva Bates.
God damn it!
You shouldn't have put the idea in my head.
Fuck. Son of a bitch! That was my last pick.
And with the final pick in our draft.
Who do I pick?
You took Effie.
I did take. I got Effie.
You didn't even let me get to where I wanted to put Effie in my division, so fuck you.
Fuck you. I know. We all know where you want to put Effie.
I would like to see him as the champion.
And not with any other item than just the belt. I'm still waiting on that photo shoot, Effie.
I'm not. Make your pick, Jesse Long.
Trying to think. Terms, yeah, I mean, I think I only have one other woman, okay. Correct? Right. I'm going to go with Toni Storm.
The NWA champion?
No. That's Nick Aldis for starting. Toni Storm, she's a really great UK woman, and she's probably the standout of the Mae Young Classic.
Oh, okay.
And she's getting signed to the UK division right now, in real life. In the real life, she's coming to the UK division.
So, to recap, the top 10 roster battle. Yeah.
Who's on Spirit Pro Wrestling?
Spirit Pro Wrestling proudly brings to you the following members.
I was going to ask who you would pick, but I was like, he's going to go with Spirit Pro Wrestling.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I have Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi.
Rick's wet dream doesn't make a good logo, though.
You don't know. Charlotte, Okada, Cody, Sami Callihan, The Velveteen Dream, Shinsuke Nakamura, Simon Gotch, and Leva Bates. Hot damn, that's a list.
So, yeah, that's pretty solid. I don't remember all my picks. So, all right.
And the ones with the dots.
The one with the dots. All right. And I'm going to just go with the company, the indie company that I have in 2K18. I'm going with When Nerds Attack. It's a good name.
You know, Thank you, Chad. I want mine to be known as Professional Championship Wrestling. I hear no one's using that now.
Okay, Professional PCW.
Good name.
PCW.
It's a good name.
Well, When Nerds Attack has Effie, Finn, AJ, Asuka, you misspelled. Pentata Jr.
Close.
Pentagon Jr. Ricochet. Pete Dunne. Kevin Owens. The Young Bucks. Because you can't have just one.
Why? Listen, I gave you the... Yeah. Did you hear an argument?
Yeah. I mean, they're like a can of Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Did you hear an argument?
No. And then I'm Toni Storm. All right. There we go. Yeah, there will be a graphic. You might actually win.
Go ahead. I'm good.
Is that your new monocle? Can you get... No, it's too big to hold a monocle.
God damn it. I can do this. I can hack. I can take the table bump, boss. I can do it. I can go through the fire.
Well, now we know what all your wrestlers are going to be doing. Another one, fire table bumps all the time. Because that's what...
Think of the YouTubes.
Bring back Vine. Just for all the...
Vine's back, dude.
Is it?
Vine 2 has been back for a while.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares.
Oh.
All right, Jesse Long. We have 6 minutes left in the show.
All right.
Plus or minus. It's time to get your shit in.
Yeah, because we skipped the intro entirely last week.
We did?
I think so. We just went like, okay, that's the show. Bye, everybody.
Oh, you mean the outro.
The outro. Yeah, the outro.
An intro.
No, did I say intro?
An intro.
Yeah, we did the intro.
An intro is how you start a program.
I know.
An outro. Let me bring you inside.
give me a podcast.
Podcast 101.
Podcast seminar.
You don't make a podcast with one of your buddies while he's in college to try and figure out a way to get an A in one of his classes, because then you never get rid of him.
That's the outro.
No, you get your shit in.
No, I was going to say, I mean, it's doing the, you know, where do you follow everybody? Plinko. Yeah, it's like a big Plinko chip. There we go. You should follow us on the social medias at Team Hamfist, TEAMHAMMAFIST. Find us on YouTube if you're watching us right now on YouTube. You can either, and then you can also find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Search Wrestling Nerds Radio Network. I mean, you can find us on Facebook if you want all your information stolen. That's your shtick. I really am stealing that shtick from you. It's a good shtick.
It's a good shtick.
Yeah, commit to the bit. And
oh wait, it's more like this.
Get the hook.
No, it's a bit. It's for horses.
Like a horse, yeah.
Uncultured fuck.
It is true. I have 4 new notifications. That's a record for me. they're certainly not from the...
Come on, Jesse, stay focused!
You should always listen to our friends at the IndieCast, at the IndieCast, who are also on the Wrestling Nerds Radio Network. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, you'll also get them. You should buy the shirt, the Wrestling Nerd Pride shirt. The proceeds will go to One Pulse Foundation. And it's a really cool shirt. Good logo. It's this logo.
Help us come up with a name
for
Nerd Luchador. Nuchalurd has been taken.
Nuchalurd?
What?
Nuchalurd?
You know, like Nuchalurd?
We're
Nuchalurd hot.
That'll be the...
There can be pronunciations. There's Nuchalurd and Nuchulurd.
Nucha. That'll be the name of... the poor schmuck that we put in a mask that looks like this, and he'll be the official official wrestling nerds.
I hear Nui Lee may be available.
Oh, that would be great.
Nucha Lee! Nucha Libre!
Yeah. Nuchalurd will be our the poor unfortunate soul that gets sacked with being the official Wrestling Nerds Radio Network sponsored wrestler.
See how great we are. People who are looking to start your own wrestling company, come talk to us.
Exactly.
We certainly won't fuck it up.
Yeah, totally. We're totally reliable.
All right, Jesse. We have roughly 3 minutes. What is this week's lesson?
This week's lesson is, man, we really shouldn't drink Coke as the first thing in the day. Because that just screws us up.
I don't know. I thought this was more entertaining
than usual. Yeah, it was a better show. I mean... lesson for this week is we should drink Coke every morning.
Jesus Christ. All right, Jesse, the lesson for the show is there are literally hundreds of amazing wrestlers in the world right now that you could start your own division off of. If you're lucky enough to have 3 of them in one specific division, you should strap rockets to the backs of all of them and push them to the goddamn moon. I love Aleister Black. I think he's great, but I really, really, really would rather see Velveteen Dream versus Ricochet. in a fight for the title. That's where I want that division to be. If I go over to the UK and I see Pete Dunne in any wrestling match with anybody, you got yourself a deal. Yeah. If I go over to Monday Night Raw, I don't want to see what I see on Monday Night Raw.
If you go over to Monday Night Raw, you turn around.
Turn around and leave.
Yeah.
But if you go over to New Japan Pro Wrestling, and every month, consistently, the 2 best wrestlers in the world have matches.
I think
fucking crazy.
Omega and Okada had a match. I don't know if it was this morning. I totally spaced on that.
It was New Japan. I think it was like...
it was Dominion.
Dominion. Thank you.
Were you following it?
I was just watching it on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
Hey, guess what?
Who won?
Who do you think?
Okada.
Yeah. But it was really good.
Was it really good?
It was really good. Yeah. You know why it was really good, Jesse?
Why?
You're really good wrestlers.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Takahashi win the junior heavyweight title?
Nah, I didn't see that much.
He won the best of the Super Juniors.
Yeah, it's true. So maybe, just maybe, you give professional wrestling nerds what they want and everybody's happy. Just give us good
wrestling. I didn't pick Will Ospreay. I was thinking about Will Ospreay was somebody that I was going to... he was sort of like, if I had an 11th pick, that probably would have been a... I just felt like he was too obvious to pick.
But Effie wasn't.
Oh, Effie, yeah.
And Leva Bates wasn't.
It's fine. We got some obvious picks. If we're going to go with an obvious
pick... and Simon wasn't.
If we're going to go with obvious picks, keep it close to home.
Uh-huh.
Keep it close to the chest.
Uh-huh. For the American Dad-ass Jesse Long, I am the Sus Man, Rick Sussman, reminding you that it doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter where, there's always time for Wrestle Crush whenever.
O-E.
E. O-E. O-E-3. O-3-thin.
Threethin.
Threethin. O-3-thin.
Podcast after podcast.
Oh, that's a hot set of bullshit titties.
A hot set of bullshit titties.
That's a hot set of bullshit titties. That is a hot set of bullshit titties.
That's a hot set of bullshit titties.